Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, tourism bodies have written to the Taoiseach Simon Harris to outline their concerns about new laws designed to crack down on short-term lets. They're worried that the short-term tourist letting bill, which aims to regularise Airbnb-style rentals, could damage tourism in rural areas. Now, the government hopes to publish the bill soon after it was delayed last year. For more on this, I'm joined by Eoin O'Mara Walsh, who's Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, and also by Malcolm Byrne, who's Fianna Fáil Senator and member of the Oireachtas Tourism Committee. Malcolm, I'll start with you. And I want to start with you first on the latest from within your own party. We were talking to Kevin Doyle about this before the break. Do you have any idea when we might know who the new finance minister will be?
Well, my understanding is obviously with Michael McGrath's appointment as EU Commissioner, and I want to wish Michael the best. He's been an excellent finance minister. He's a good friend, and I think he will do us proud in Europe. My understanding is then that we are likely to hear by either later today or at the latest tomorrow who the new finance minister will be. But I'm quite certain that, as with your last piece, that there will be several more hours of speculation on radio as to who's likely to fill that post.
We were expecting that we would have confirmation of Michael McGrath, and then almost simultaneously then that we would know who the finance minister is. You don't expect it to happen like that?
It's quite possible. So obviously there has to be cabinet approval for who the commissioner will be. But I'm quite certain that Micheál Martin has already made up his mind.
I'm sure.
As to the shuffling of positions, it's just then going to be a case of when that announcement will be made.
And would you be surprised if it were Dara Cleary?
I wouldn't. Dara's and I've no great insight. These decisions are above my pay grade.
I'm studying your face carefully as I ask you these questions.
I've known Dara a long time. He's a good friend of mine. He has a business background. He is a trade minister.
You don't know if he got the call.
I don't know if he got the call. I certainly think that if he did, or if it's Jack or whoever, that, you know, there's obviously a lot of work that has been done on the budget already. It will be important to establish a good relationship with Pascal Donoghue, which I'm quite certain there will be there. And I think it is critical that we have a good budget this autumn.
Because, I mean, going back to what Kevin was saying, like, it wouldn't make much sense to move Dara O'Brien out of housing, would it, at this point in time?
Again, it's not my decision, but I think if you look at what's happening now in housing and all the heavy lifting that's been done by Dara O'Brien, we're on track to see possibly 40,000 completions.
So he's needed there. And Jack Chambers has just been given a new job. So that doesn't make much sense either. And your party leader, Micheál Martin, is busy enough with foreign affairs and being Taoiseach.
Yeah, and I think, you know, all of these are important jobs, but we could speculate here for the entire programme, Claire. But I don't know. I mean, I just think in terms of the announcement that has been made, I would certainly hope, I think Michael McGrath has been a super minister and I think he will be a strong representative for Ireland in whatever role he has.
All right, well, we'll wait for news and we'll hopefully have it sooner rather than later. Now, come back to this short-term lettings, and Eoin O'Mara, you're waiting patiently on the line. The bill that we're talking about, it is designed to get more houses which are now being used for short-term lets, to get them back into the long-term rental market where they're really needed. So what are your concerns?
That's for me, Claire, is it? Hi, Claire, can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you now, Eoin. Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Listen, I think we all accept that there's a housing crisis and there's a short-term, there's a shortage of long-term rentals in the country. And I think the plans by the government to regulate the short-term rental sector will bring back a number of units to the long-term housing stock, which I think is a good thing. Our concern is that holiday homes, self-catering properties, short-term rentals, they've all been part of the tourism economy for decades, particularly in regional and coastal Ireland. And if a one-size-fits-all approach is taken and regional Ireland is denuded of that stock of tourism accommodation, there's going to be a big problem.
But nobody is talking about stopping people from using their properties as short-term lets, are they?
Well, I suppose one of the problems is this is a kind of a sort of Damocles that's been hanging over the sector for some time. Nobody has seen the legislation. Nobody has seen the planning guidelines. And the fear is that this, you know, we all accept that it needs to be regulated. I think the register for short-term rentals is a good idea. I think it's important that Fortune Ireland oversee it, because I think it brings transparency to a sector. But the fear is that there's going to be over-regulation and there's going to be onerous planning regulations, which is going to denude regional and coastal Ireland of a key part of the tourism accommodation stock.
So fair to say then that your concerns lie not around the register, but around planning permission and people needing planning permission to operate.
Absolutely. And whether they'll get planning or not, we have no idea who will be allowed on the register or who won't be allowed on the register. So, for example, I think we all accept that Dublin and Cork and lots of the other urban centres, a lot of those apartments that are currently available for short-term rentals should be brought into the long-term rental market. But if the legislation that is brought in and the owners' planning regulations that are brought in also squeeze short-term rentals, holiday homes, self-catering properties in Killarney, in Galway, in Donegal out of the tourism economy, then we have a problem, because we'll have tourism towns up and down the length and breadth of the country without an adequate stock of tourism beds, and therefore they'll have very little tourism activity.
Yeah, Malcolm, this is a tricky balancing act, isn't it? Because there is always that risk if you're forcing people to not only go on the register, which Owen says they don't have a problem with, but to seek planning permission, that people who are renting out a holiday home for a few weeks of the year mightn't bother, and so that housing stock is lost to tourism.
That's correct, Claire. And on the Oireachtas Tourism Committee, we've been grappling with this issue for the last 2 years, because there is that challenge. We know we have a housing crisis. We know that there have been some people who've effectively been gaming the system, who've been using long-term rental accommodation and transferring it to be used as Airbnb and for short-term rentals. We know, and as Owen has said, that there are people right around the country who are a very important part of our tourism industry, the self-catering operators, you know, farmhouse tourism. It's not just all about tourism. In some cases, you have, you know, people who are working on a project in an area. They may need somewhere to rent for a couple of weeks. So we've been grappling with it. It's not just an Irish challenge, and some of the delays in the legislation have been because of the impacts at European level. This is a challenge being faced right across Europe, and people will be aware of discussions that are happening in Amsterdam and Barcelona and Lisbon. It's estimated now that about one in four tourist beds across Europe are in the short-term letting sector. So they're on the Airbnbs, the Booking.coms, in these kind of self-catering accommodation, which is something that's very important to Irish tourism. And what we've got to get right is both, as Owen said, the short-term letting legislation, but also the planning guidelines, which there is a commitment to publish in concert with that legislation, so that, yes, the registration system that everyone is welcoming, that will be managed by Fáilte Éireann, will be set up. Fáilte Ireland will be set up, but then also that what we have is we've planning guidelines that don't discourage people from continuing to provide the service they do. And certainly, I mean, my view, and I've been raising this with the minister, is that we should have a grandfather rule that, you know, if somebody has been offering short-term letting accommodation, coastal accommodation, holiday cottages over a long number of years, that the process for them should be relatively simple to ensure that they can continue to do what they're doing.
Is that fair, though? Because you could have somebody who is quite honestly offering their premises up for letting over, you know, a short period in the summer. They mightn't have done it last year. Like, why does it matter if it's been happening for years?
I think it's that the process, and what Owen is saying, is that we make the process as simple as possible. There is an effort to try, if you like, to get those who are gaming the system. And we do know that in Dublin, Cork and certain other urban areas, properties which were designed to be for long-term rental purposes are being taken out of the long-term rental sector so that people can put them on Airbnb and so on. And that is a challenge, particularly in urban areas.
So you say you're grappling with the problem. Have you managed to find a solution?
Well, what we thought was the solution, and obviously there had to be discussion at EU level because of some of the internal market rules, but the original hope was that, if you like, that there would be once you're not in a rent pressure zone, or if you are in a rent pressure zone, but in an area of population of fewer than 5,000, that there would be a certain number of exemptions would be applied in terms of on registration and for planning applications. I think what we've got to do is to ensure that those genuine self-catering cottages, those genuine people who want to, you know, offer their and you know.
So what they wouldn't, an exemption means what? They won't have to register and they won't have to get planning permission.
Well, no, everyone is going to have to register.
It's so the planning new permission register, they'd be exempt
it's
from.
It's the planning issue that is that is the big challenge.
Oh, and how does that sound to you? Does that address it?
Yeah, well, myself and Malcolm wouldn't disagree on that, I suppose, the main point. I think the gift to solving all this is in the Department of Housing. They're the ones who issue the planning guidelines. And what we would really like is the planning guidelines to be issued straight away so we can see the look of them, we can see the shape of them, we can see the tenor of them before the legislation is enacted. We don't want to just present it as a fait accompli, because Malcolm is perfectly right. We need a balance here. But what we don't want is the pendulum swinging too far away from the tourism industry, particularly in regional and coastal Ireland, because this is the largest Indigenous industry we have. It's the biggest regional employer. It's already grappling with a lot of problems. And if we lose really valuable short-term rental accommodation stock around the country, it's not only going to impact on those properties, but the downstream tourism businesses, the restaurants, the pubs, the tourist attractions, they'll all miss out on the tourism expenditure.
I know, and I'm sure you've asked the Minister and her department to see the bones of this legislation. What response have you been met with?
Well, it's funny because it kind of straddles the Department of Tourism, which we'd have most dealings with, and the Department of Housing, which we would have very few dealings with. And as I understand it, and Malcolm might know more about this than I, the planning guidelines are authored out of the Department of Housing. And we've asked for some time, and I understand the Oireachtas Committee on Tourism has asked for some time to see those planning guidelines as soon as possible so that they're fit for purpose. Mm-hmm. And we're still waiting on them.
Malcolm, can you shed any light on this, on which department is in charge of which bit?
So Owen is correct. It does fall. Planning is obviously under the Department of Housing and Local Government, and tourism is obviously responsible for our tourism market. Before our Oireachtas Tourism Committee, we brought both departments in to outline where they were working on this. What I've been informed is that the short-term letting legislation will be published shortly. In parallel with that, the planning guidelines will be published, that there will be a period of time that will allow engagement, because it is important, as Owen said, that those tourism providers, they are a vital part of our tourism market here in Ireland. They are potentially a growing part. And in many areas of rural communities, and I know it in Wexford, they are the only offering that's there where you don't have a hotel necessarily.
Yeah, Mairéad's getting in touch here, who has a holiday home and rents it out for short-term rental in the west of Ireland. She says, if the law comes in, I'm not going to do it anymore because I've no interest. She's no interest in a long-term rental and probably no interest in signing up for
we want
and planning and all of the rest of it.
Well, I think everyone has agreed, within the sector that we do need to have a registration system so that you know, if you are looking at providing a short-term rental property,
you'll have to go on the register.
You are going to have to go on the register. Fáil Sheoireann have been given money to set up that register. That is effectively ready to go. The real challenge is around, I suppose, not making it too onerous then beyond that for, you know, people like Mairéad. Now,
She might get an exemption if what happens.
I obviously don't know what the situation happens. Is, but where you have those genuine holiday cottages, and a pragmatic approach has to be taken.
All right, listen, we're going to leave that one there. Owen Amara Walsh from Irish Tourism Industry Confederation and Senator Malcolm Byrne, thank you both for joining us. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.